get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the next episode of our Galactic Escape Pod. We're glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Gary Willis, and we're going to talk about more news and Star Wars information. Some of the things we're going to be taking a look at today are the new LEGO Star Wars, the Yoda Chronicle specials that will be airing on the Cartoon Network. We're also going to talk a little bit about the Episode 2 and Episode 3 in 3D, and the situation, how that will be arising for 2013. Also, the Star Wars Black Series, which is a new 6-inch action figure line. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll also talk about the Star Wars Insider, number 139. So this latest Star Wars Insider has arrived, and we will be discussing what you can look forward to in this issue. Also, on StarWars.com, they've had a little website update, and we'll talk a little bit about that. A new book entitled Star Wars Storyboards, the Prequel Trilogy. Then we have our big event of the day, which is using Duchess Satine as bait. Darth Maul lures Obi-Wan into a trap in Episode 16 of Star Wars Season 5's The Clone Wars, entitled The Lawless. And then after that, we also talk a little bit about The Clone Wars Hangout by Google+, which happened today, which is February 2nd, 2013. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get directly into the news, since we have a lot to talk about today. And we also, towards the end of the show today, be looking forward to the story of Star Wars, which will be our second part as we continue on with that story today.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Alright, move along.
So our first bit of news that we're going to talk about is the LEGO Star Wars specials, and they're called the Yoda Chronicles. So these are going to be coming out on the Cartoon Network. So LEGO Star Wars returns in epic style with the Yoda Chronicles, a thrilling, funny, and action-packed new LEGO Star Wars story told in 3 animated TV specials. Set in the prequel Star Wars timeline, the Yoda Chronicles stars the one and only Yoda, the Jedi Master who's seen it all, done it all, and taught generations of Jedi Knights. In an all-new adventure, this help of the fresh new class of Padawans, Yoda leads the Jedi in a desperate fight to stop Darth Sidious and his minions from creating a new superweapon that could crush the Republic and win the war for the forces of evil. So we will be looking forward to seeing the Yoda Chronicles. The Yoda LEGO specials, or the LEGO specials in general, have been always fun to watch. So we're looking forward to seeing those, and we'll give you more information as soon as we know more about that. Now, the Cartoon Network has listed their shows for the upcoming year, and of course the Yoda Chronicles were listed on that. But did notice that The Clone Wars was not on that list. It had been left off. And so that adds fuel to the fire that because of the purchase of Lucasfilm by Disney, that The Clone Wars will in fact not be on the Cartoon Network in the coming year, and that a channel perhaps like Disney XD will be taking over on that particular front. So we will definitely keep an eye out for that as we move forward in the year, but I would expect not to see The Clone Wars on the Cartoon Network as we move forward in throughout the year. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have news on the Episode 2 and Episode 3 3D front for 2013. We just got word from the official site this week that Lucasfilm will be postponing Star Wars Episode 2 Attack of the Clones and Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith in 3D to focus on Star Wars Episode 7. They were quoted by saying, "Given the recent development that we are moving forward with a new Star Wars trilogy, we will now focus 100% of our efforts on Star Wars Episode 7 in order to ensure the best possible experience for our fans. We will post further information about our 3D release plans at a later date." So, a lot of folks are now wondering, does this mean that the 3D movies are going to be canceled? Of course, I certainly hope not. And I know that myself and my kids are definitely disappointed in the fact that we're not going to be seeing them this fall. But I'm sure that they are trying to not only get everything in line and build the hype for Episode 7, but I'm sure we will get to see these productions a little bit further down the line. They have been working on those, I'm sure, for a while, especially being that those are going to be originally planned to be released later this fall. So we'll keep an eye out for that, but at least the word on the street right now is that they have been postponed, so right now there is no Episode 2 and Episode 3 in 3D for 2013. So next today, we're going to be talking about the Star Wars Black Series 6-inch action figures. There had been some rumblings last week about the possibility of there being a new 6-inch figure line from Hasbro, and USA Today had gone out and confirmed that. So after 35 years of the 3 3/4 inches figures, Hasbro is releasing the Star Wars Black Series this year, beginning a new set of 6-inch figures that will feature more articulation and an increased attention to detail. So they're going to be priced at $19.99 each, and they're going to be 8 figures planned for 2013. Hasbro will be primarily drawing characters from the original Star Wars trilogy of films, while also bringing in key players from the prequels. The first wave of 4 is due out early to mid-August, and it includes Luke Skywalker in his X-Wing fighter suit, fan favorites such as R2-D2, Darth Maul, and the Imperial Stormtrooper will be coming out. The current vintage-style line of 3 3/4 figures will also continue under the Black Series banner. So those 3 3/4 figures that you've been enjoying with the vintage line, with the original card backs, are now going to be transferring over to the Black Series banner. Star Wars Insider number 139 from Titan Magazines is out on the shelves today. We want to be sure that you are able to catch up with this episode, and if you don't have a subscription to the Star Wars Insider, I think it's a good time for you all to start getting into this magazine. This magazine has been great through the years since Titan has had it, and of course now that we've got Episode 7 information coming out, and it will be coming through the Titan Star Wars Insider magazine, we definitely want to be sure that everybody has a subscription to this. Number 139 has a few great things that we want to talk about and highlight for you. They're going to discuss celebrating the 100th episode of Star Wars The Clone Wars, so you won't want to miss that great article. George Lucas and Flash Gordon, The Untold Story. Han and Chewie, Back in Action. And also, behind the scenes of Smuggler's Gambit that was at Celebration 6. And that was the fan favorite item that everybody really enjoyed. And we have recently, in the last, through the fall last year, had gotten Smuggler's Gambit, the audio version, through StarWars.com. So if you haven't gotten your subscription today, be sure to get that. That is Star Wars Insider, number 139, that should be hitting your mailboxes if you already have a subscription. And if not, you can go to your local book retailer and be sure to pick up this edition of Star Wars Insider. Our next item up today is the fact that StarWars.com, the official Star Wars website, has been updated at least a little bit on their front page. Before, the front page was not easy to see if there was anything new that was coming up, or it seemed like there wasn't much change to it. So now what they've done is they've taken the main page and they've opened it up and made lots of different tiles so you can see each section very clearly. Also, it has a little banner over the corner of each one of those if there is something that's been updated, so I really appreciate that. And also, it works very well with your iPad or your iPhone in order to be able to see these items and choose those very quickly. Now, for the rest of the site, the operation of it and the look of it's the same, so what you've gotten used to and how it works should be able to enjoy that as we move forward. So I think it's a very positive change, and I look forward to continuing to use it as we move forward, especially as we get Episode 7 news and anything else that they may drop on us. So we have a new book on the way, and it's called The Star Wars Storyboards, The Prequel Trilogy by Jonathan Renzler, and there's an introduction by Ian McKaig. And this book focuses on the immense amount of work that went into the prequel trilogy. So this book will be coming out on May 14th, 2013. And back in 1997, as George Lucas worked to complete early drafts for the Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, he enlisted the talents of some of the greatest storyboard artists of the modern era to illustrate conceptual storyboards that would inform the development of the final shooting script as well as the finished film. Working from Lucas's ideas for scenes and sequences, these artists produced beautiful drawings that helped lay the foundations for the worlds, the characters, and shots of the Star Wars prequel trilogy. Together, these conceptual storyboards show early takes on favorite scenes, alternate and unused approaches to character designs and environments, and entirely different approaches to key moments. Like wordless comic books, they have an energy and a rhythm all their own, and it's fascinating to explore these. So now, for the first time, Lucasfilm has opened its archives to present the best of the conceptual storyboards for Episodes 1, 2, and 3. The book here, Star Wars Storyboards, The Prequel Trilogy, collects the best storyboards from all three films together in one striking volume, along with relevant excerpts from the shooting scripts. Throughout this book, readers will find insight into how these conceptual storyboards help to contribute both to the creation of the prequel trilogy and to the expansion of the Star Wars universe. So this one looks like it's going to be really cool for us to take a look at as it comes out. Again, that's on May 14th, 2013, and it's definitely one you'll want to add to your collection. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Did you see that episode of The Clone Wars on Saturday? If you didn't, you should be ashamed of yourself. Because this episode, it has Darth Maul. It has Savage Opress. It has the Death Watch. It has Obi-Wan Kenobi. And it has, for the first time in the flesh, Darth Sidious making an appearance. Yes, even those ladies out there, you have your Satine. We've got some older characters like Corky that have come back in. If you remember the episodes with the, as it's been known to be called, the Poison Snapple. We have lots of characters and lots of action and intrigue in this episode as we're talking about The Lawless, which is Season 5's Episode 16 of The Clone Wars. This episode is unreal. If you haven't seen it, please go out and see this episode. But before you do, you will want to be sure that you've seen a couple of episodes before that. Of course, last week we had, and I'll try and keep it spoiler-free here, but last week we had a very interesting episode with the Death Watch and Darth Maul and the rise to power as they came on into Mandalore. But this week, Darth Sidious has basically had enough, and he's decided to show up on Mandalore. And you've got Darth Maul and Savage Opress that are in place and still trying to build their empire, especially on Mandalore and with the crime syndicate. And there are some things that take place in this episode that are exciting. There's lots of intrigue. There's some sadness. And I must say, for the first time in five seasons that I've been watching The Clone Wars, that this particular episode actually brought sadness. You know, I could really feel a moment during about the midway through the episode that I was just really sad for the first time. And so they've really drawn into the emotion. They've drawn you in with characters. They've drawn you in with situations. And sometimes when we feel like there hasn't been any connection with some of these things that are going on, it's like, why did we go down a tangent that way? For instance, the poison Snapple drinks on Mandalore. Well, it all ties back in when Corky shows back up in this particular episode. So it's really interesting. You see these characters, you become used to these characters, and then as we've seen last week and this week, there are changes to characters that must be respected, and it furthers the Star Wars universe. And one of the things that definitely takes place in this episode is you feel Star Wars, and you feel the excitement, and it is just a fantastic episode. So what I've got for you now is a little bit of a clip from this episode where it just happens to be when Darth Sidious arrives and finds Darth Maul and Savage Opress together. And it's interesting kind of how it switches things up a little bit. And of course, we'll kind of stop it before all the good stuff hits. But I want you to just take a listen to this particular clip and enjoy it.
Sense of presence. A presence I haven't felt since. Master. Master.
I am most impressed to see you have survived your injuries.
I used your training, Master, and I have built all this in hopes of returning to your side.
How unfortunate that you are attempting to deceive me.
Master?
You have become a rival!
And there you have it. That is episode 16 of season 5, entitled The Lawless. And if you haven't seen this episode yet, again, I really highly encourage that you do that. This was just to a point where the action was really starting to build. Not that there wasn't plenty of action before, but this is some action you won't want to miss. And believe me, I'm sure you have heard or will hear that there are some great lightsaber fights taking place in this particular episode. And so you definitely don't want to miss this one, and I encourage you to see it. Now, one of the things that took place after the episode is Google Plus sponsored what's called the Clone Wars Hangout on Saturday, February 2nd, 2013. And we were able to hear some from the Clone Wars cast. It was kind of like a webcam chat, and you're able to talk to some folks, and it lasted about an hour. And, well, Dave Filoni was talking about this episode in, of course, many parts during this chat. But one of the things he did say was the fact that this episode, on a scale from 1 to 10, probably reached about an 8. And, of course, we're all thinking, what? That was only an 8 out of 10? But he said the next episodes that we're getting ready to embark on that focus on Anakin Skywalker and Ahsoka Tano, that we are definitely going to reach the 10 level with this. And, of course, we'll be finishing out the season with these episodes. So it's going to be very exciting from here on out. And, of course, once we finished with the droids in the void, that they were saying that Dave Filoni has actually been quoted as saying, playtime's now over. And, of course, we did see that with the Darth Maul episodes that we've had the last few weeks. But now I'm really looking forward to seeing Anakin Skywalker and Ahsoka Tano and really what they're going to do for us as we finish out the fifth season of the Clone Wars and see where maybe we end up with another cliffhanger as we get ready for season 6. And we know that they've been working on season 6 and may have already completed that by now. But some exciting stuff going on. And what I'd like to do at this moment is to just give you a little bit of a hint of kind of what was going on during that Google Hangout, Google Plus Hangout. And of course, this is the part that I was just talking about, how he was saying that the Darth Maul episodes were about an 8, but basically we're going to take it up a notch as we move forward. So let's take a listen to that now.
While Ahsoka and Anakin may not have appeared in the Maul arc, they definitely have some major major stories coming up with the next four episodes of the Clone Wars. Dave, is there anything you could tell us before we get into these to set these up the way you want to set them up as director?
No. No, I mean, just watching them, I mean, everything we've done this year I've been very proud of, but these, I think, in particular, are really, really strong. The Maul stuff was really strong, and we knew this Ahsoka Anakin arc would be very strong. It's probably the most impactful arc we've ever done on, you know, as far as their relationship and their character developments. I think that Matt and Ashley are at their best in it. I think their performances are off the chart. when you see it, the animators really responded to the vocal performances, and it's, you know, when you compare the beginning of the series with these episodes for these characters, there you can see the maturity in everything that's happened to them. So, just going to be, if you thought this arc was surprising, the Darth Maul one, then, you know, it is surprising. It's like an 8, but Anakin Ahsoka is higher. I hope it's more surprising for you what happens.
Well, there you go, folks. That's Dave Filoni talking about Ahsoka Tano and Anakin Skywalker as we are getting ready to start a new arc with those two, and we are definitely looking forward to those episodes, and we're going to have definitely a strong finish as we go through the end of Season 5. Well, welcome to part two of the story of Star Wars. Last time when we left off, Darth Vader had just sent the detachment down to Tatooine from the Tantive IV to retrieve the stolen data plans. So enjoy part two of the story of Star Wars.
The robot's escape pod lands in the middle of a vast desert on the remote planet of Tatooine. They escape the Imperial forces, but soon face stranger foes. Jawas. Small, yellow-eyed creatures wearing heavy cloaks with hoods scurry like rodents behind the rocks. The greedy little scavengers capture the hapless droids and place them aboard a gargantuan transport vehicle.
You're doomed. Do you think they'll melt us down?
Meanwhile, Imperial troops discover the abandoned escape pod and begin a relentless hunt for the droids.
Someone was in the pod. The tracks go off in this direction.
As the troops are searching for the droids, the Jawa scrap dealers stop near the small farm homestead of Owen Lars. The burly farmer and his young nephew, Luke Skywalker, inspect the robots for sale, especially R2-D2 and 3PO.
What I really need is a droid who understands the binary language of moisture evaporators.
Evaporators? Sir, my first job was programming binary load lifters, very similar to your evaporators in most respects.
Can you speak Bocce?
Of course I can, sir. It's like a second language to me. I'm a
squinting. All right, shut up. I'll take this.
Shut up, sir.
Uncle Owen?
Yeah?
What about that one?
What about that blue one? We'll take that one.
I'm quite sure you'll be very pleased with that one, sir. He really is in first-class condition. I've worked with him before. Here he comes.
Okay, let's go.
Luke takes the two robots into the homestead's garage for...
Oh, well, my little friend, got something jammed in here real good.
Real? Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
A three-dimensional likeness of Princess Leia appears in midair, projected by R2-D2.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
I'm afraid. I'm not quite sure,
help
sir.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He says that he is the property of Obi-Wan Kenobi, a resident of these parts, and it's a private message for him.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. I wonder if he means old Ben Kenobi.
I beg your pardon, sir, but do you know what he's talking about?
Well, I don't know anyone named Obi-Wan. Ben lives out beyond the Dune Sea. He's kind of a strange old hermit.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I know who she is. Wait a minute, where'd she go? Bring her back. Play back the entire message.
What message? The one you've just been playing. The one you're carrying inside your rusty innards.
Luke!
All right, I'll be right there, Aunt Beru.
I'm sorry, sir, but he appears to have picked up a slight flutter.
Here, see what you can do with him. I'll be right back.
Just you reconsider playing that message for him. No, I don't think he likes you at all. No, I don't like you either.
Luke returns after his midday meal to discover that the little robot has gone off in search of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That'd be so stupid. He's nowhere in sight.
Pardon me, sir, but couldn't we go after him?
Luke and Lucio race above the desert sands and the battered lands to there. Soon, they overtake the waddling droid.
Hey, whoa, just where do you think you're going?
But before they can get R2-D2 aboard the land speeder...
What's wrong with them now?
There are several creatures approaching from the southeast.
Sand people.
worse. Come on, let's go have a look. Come on. Well, there are two Banthas down there, but I don't see any... Wait a second. They're sand people, all right. I can see one of them now.
A fierce, marginally human creature presses a surprise attack, and in the face of sudden danger, Luke is knocked to the ground. R2-D2 dutifully stands guard over Luke's inert body as the sand people ransack the speeder, but they are startled by the presence of a hooded and cloaked figure approaching over the dunes, and they flee. Luke opens his eyes as the old man bends over him.
Tell me, young Luke, what brings you out this far?
This little droid. He claims to be the property of an Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think my uncle knows him. He said he was dead.
Oh, he's not dead. Not yet.
Well, you know him?
Well, of course I know him. He's me.
Well, that's the end of part two of The Story of Star Wars. That is the record LP that came out in 1977. It's the abridged version of the Star Wars story. Lasts about 50 minutes. And so currently we're through two parts. As we continue with our podcast on the next episode, we will be continuing with part three. And as we continue into the future, we will have the story of The Empire Strikes Back. We'll also have the story of Return of the Jedi. And even continuing forward, we'll have other stories that you may not have either heard in a long time or may never have heard at all. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank you for joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod. It's been a busy week of news and information, so we do our best to try and bring you that information and keep you up to date on things that are going on. Also trying to keep the podcast at a manageable pace at around 30 minutes. And so we're glad to have you with us, and we hope that you'll join us again next time as we move forward on the Galactic Escape Pod. You can find us on galactic-voyage.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Galactic Voyage. If you'd like to send news, comments, information, or just some plain old feedback, you can send it to podcast@galactic-voyage.com. Again, I'd like to thank you all for joining us today. I hope you've had a good time. I know I have. I am your host, Gary Willis, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of the Galactic Escape Pod. Until then, always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.